This week, we saw another missile test from North Korea, and according to a statement today, it could become a new normal. William R. Keeler is a professor of international relations and history, the Party School of Global Studies, Boston University. He joins us today. Hello, Professor Keeler.
Hello.
Just in case someone missed this week, tell us what happened with North Korea and its missile test.
Well, North Korea decided to launch a missile across the island of Hokkaido, which is the northern island of Japan. It fell into the Pacific, but it clearly rattled the Japanese government and the Japanese people.
And the significance then of this missile?
Well, I think that, again, I should warn you, as you well know, that this is the most opaque country in the world, so we don't know exactly what the motivation was, but it seems to me that it was an effort to put the United States on notice that it is that the North Korean government is not going to simply stop its missile tests, and it's also a way of protesting against the joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises that are being carried on.
And talk about the significance then of where these missiles are being tested, because it's the Pacific Ocean, but Guam and the fact that Guam is, well, a major U.S. military base.
Yes, well, this was not an intercontinental ballistic missile, but every indication is that the North Korean regime is acquiring the capability of launching an ICBM that could reach the United States and Guam, obviously, as well. The question is whether it's able to miniaturize the weapon to put on that missile, and I think the question is still out about that.
Now you have to talk about Japan, though, and we're calling it a missile test, but you can understand why Japan is rattled by this, because they're finding themselves, it almost appears to be a target here.
Yes, indeed. Japan, of course, as you know, is not a nuclear weapon state. It doesn't possess nuclear weapons or a delivery system, and therefore it is completely vulnerable to a nuclear attack. There is an effort to provide missile defense for Japan and South Korea and other countries, but it's very questionable whether that missile defense system would succeed in shooting down any missile that came actually toward Japan itself. This went over Japan, but heaven forbid that Kim Jong-un decides to send a missile against Japan proper.
What does the U.S. have to do to make sure that North Korea is getting a clear message that it won't stand for this?
Well, my own personal opinion is the only way to put a stop to this continual missile launching experience is by pressuring China. And that means really leaning on the Chinese to cut their exports to North Korea, and simply to really say to them that this has gone too far. It is destabilizing the region, in fact, the entire world. There's no indication that the Chinese government is willing to do that, but that is the only solution, I think, short of a preemptive military strike by the United States against the missile sites there. And I think that would be catastrophic because it would result in a massive conventional attack against South Korea.
But as it stands right now, it looks like we're going to have more missiles coming from North Korea.
It does indeed. And as long as they fall harmlessly in the Pacific Ocean, it's not a major problem. But clearly, it is an indication that North Korea is intent on developing a nuclear capability that would be able to reach the United States, in which case that would be a very powerful deterrent against the United States to interfere in North Korea.
William, I appreciate your insight on this. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
William R. Keeler, he is a professor of international relations and history at the Party School of Global Studies, Boston University.